Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching focusing on living in perilous times was recorded at our 2008 Southern California Gospel Truth Seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
Amen. Oh, that's powerful. Thank you, Jesus. I've been sharing all of this week from 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 through 5. And verse 5 says that all of these people have a form of godliness, but deny the power thereof. And that's what I've been talking about. And then the second service, I begin to talk about the Romans 1:16. The gospel is the power of God. And the gospel is specifically talking about what God did for us by grace, not what we do in response to His grace. And so I talked about that only one session. We could talk about that for months, because this is a little known truth in the body of Christ. Most people are trying to relate to God based on their own performance instead of what Jesus did for them. But I talk on grace so much and emphasize that I chose to emphasize another thing that the Scripture says, Acts chapter 1, verse 8, that you receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And so last night, we began to start talking about the power of the Holy Spirit and the potential of what is available to us when we receive the Holy Spirit and He begins to start working in our life. And I tell you, we've had a big response to this. A lot of people have come up and told me that, you know, they just don't hear this very much. It's amazing. The baptism of the Holy Spirit, being filled with the Holy Spirit, the gifts of the Holy Spirit, back when Jamie and I first got really started, you know, 40 years ago, it was the main thing. You couldn't go anywhere without people talking about the power and the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And even in churches today that claim to be Spirit-filled, there isn't a big emphasis on the Holy Spirit. I had Jim Ertle down here that works with us, our partner relations guy, and the one that does all of our promotions, make all of our stuff look nice and everything. Jim is reading Smith Wigglesworth's devotional, and he says that Smith Wigglesworth's devotion, nearly every devotion is on the power of the Holy Spirit and being sensitive to the Holy Spirit. And the people who have been mightily used of God have always placed an emphasis on the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit is how God flows through us. It's how He does everything. God never, ever, ever operates independent of the Holy Spirit. And so it's a shame that the Holy Spirit has not been given the preeminence and the recognition that He deserves, and therefore, since most of us don't know about this, we lean unto our own understanding and we aren't being led by the Holy Spirit. So last night and this morning, I've been putting a real emphasis on just the baptism of the Holy Spirit. This morning we talked about speaking in tongues and just gave a very brief statement about some of the benefits of speaking in tongues. And there is so much more. You know, we could spend a lot of time on this. And there's so much more that I could say about the Holy Spirit tonight. But what I want to do is just zero in on another aspect of the power of the Holy Spirit in your life and how beneficial this is. And I want to talk about how to be led by the Holy Spirit, how to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit, and how beneficial this is. And some of these things I've already touched on briefly. Like in our teaching last night, I took John chapter 16, verse 7, where Jesus said, "It's actually to your advantage that I go away and that the Holy Spirit comes." And then He talked about how that the Holy Spirit will convict of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. John chapter 16, verses 8 through 11. And then in verse 13, I think it's 12 or 13, He says that the Holy Spirit will show you things to come. And we talked about some of these things briefly. But I just want to focus a little bit more and give you some examples of how being led by the how to be led by the Holy Spirit and how to discern the voice of the Holy Spirit. And this is a huge topic. Let me just say from the onset that, you know what, I am not going to cover this tonight. You are not going to get everything you need to know about being led by the Holy Spirit tonight. It's just it's huge. We could minister on this for weeks or months. There's some things that I've got to say, though, that are so important. Like, I've had a couple of people come up. I emphasized this morning about how important speaking in tongues is, and praying and interpreting your tongue and receiving direction that way. And I've had some people come up and say, so should I just pray in tongues instead of reading the Bible? No. You know, if I had to tell you, I probably spend more time studying the Word than I do praying in tongues, even though I pray in tongues a lot. I spend much more time in the Word. You know, I'm emphasizing the importance of the Holy Spirit, but all of these things work together. The Holy Spirit will never contradict the Word of God, and probably one of the greatest ways to discern whether your promptings and your feelings and what you're calling being led by the Holy Spirit is truly the Holy Spirit or some other spirit. This is a whole nother topic. I hadn't got time to get on this, but there's more spirits out there than the Holy Spirit. There are unholy spirits that you can also be led and deceived by. And how do you know that what you're doing is truly the Holy Spirit? Because a lot of this is going to be subjective. I'm going to give you guidelines and talk about things, but there is a lot of room here for interpretation. How do you know that what you're saying is the Holy Spirit is truly the Holy Spirit? Because the Holy Spirit, and I could spend time showing you all of this, but the Holy Spirit inspired this book. It wrote this. The Scripture says that holy men wrote as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit inspired this book, and the Holy Spirit is called the Spirit of Truth. He never has made a mistake. He never said anything incorrectly. This is perfect. It is infallible. It is the Word of God inspired by the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit will never violate it, ever, ever, never violate it in any way, form, or fashion. So if you don't know the Word of God, and you start trying to be led by the Spirit, you are at very best going to have problems. And at very worst, you could be misled, you could be deceived, you could do something wrong. And so, you need to know the Word of God. Did you know Satan will quote Scripture? Satan quoted Scripture to Jesus, but he misquoted it. He put in a phrase and took out a phrase from Psalms chapter 91. And if you aren't familiar with the Word, I mean really familiar with it, you can get in trouble knowing a little bit of Scripture. You need to know the Word of God. And so there's a lot of things I could say, but this isn't everything, what I'm going to tell you tonight. You need to know the Word of God. And if you are young in the Lord, and if you're just starting out, and if you have never read all of the Bible, you need to get close to somebody who has. You need to be in a body of believers where there is some mature believer who you can bounce some things off of and let them input into your life. Now, ultimately, you know, you got to let God be true and every man a liar. And there are churches that aren't good churches. And so I'm not just saying go to church. Any church will do. But you do need people in your life that are spiritually mature and have been around the block and have learned some things to help you. And the more you get into the Word and the more of the Word you understand, well, then the more you'll be able to make these decisions on your own. But the Word of God is the ultimate check. It's the ultimate standard whereby you judge everything. And if you do not know the Word of God like you know the back of your hand, you need somebody who does. Is that too subtle? Anybody miss that? And you know, again, I believe you guys are the cream of the crop. Saturday night, out listening to a Texan. You know what? You're fanatics. You're absolute stark, raving, mad fanatics. And so I commend you for that. But I bet you that the majority of people in this room do not have a good understanding of the Word of God. And I base that on, I talk to so many people who come to my meetings and that you can tell that they don't have a clue. They don't know come here from Sikkim when it comes to the Word. Amen. Some of you are saying, come here from Sikkim. If you don't know the difference between come here and Sikkim, you're just pretty slow. Amen. And there's people that spiritually don't know the difference between come here and Sikkim. They just don't know what the Word has to say about very much. And yet they're wanting guidance from God. The number one way of receiving guidance is the Word of God. It's the Word of God. And the Holy Spirit can give you specific guidance that goes beyond that. Like, say, for instance, you got a decision between two houses that you're supposed to buy. And you say, God, which one am I supposed to buy? You aren't going to find a scripture that says, buy the one on Elm Street. But the Holy Spirit will take the truths that are in the Word of God that tell you to owe no man anything, to live within your means, not to be covetous and other things. And there will be principles in the Word of God that the Holy Spirit can quicken to you and help you to make a decision like that. And the Lord can tell you super specific things. But you don't go for the very specifics of the Holy Spirit if you first of all don't know the basics of the Word of God. Amen. I know some of you don't like that because you say, oh man, that's going to take a lot of effort. It's going to take a lot of time. It might be years before I get to where I really know what the Word says. And I want something right now so that I can go back to watching television. You know what? You just aren't going to get there. If you aren't going to invest time. This is God's love letter to us. People have died to put this Bible into this English language. There has been terrible things. They have tried to eradicate this. Voltaire, the French, philosopher, atheist. He guaranteed that he would stamp out the Bible and that 100 years from his birth that the Bible would cease to exist. And he did everything he could to totally discredit Christianity and the Bible and everything. And on the 100th anniversary of his birth, his house became a printing press, and they started printing editions of the Bible on the 100th anniversary of his birth.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on how to live through perilous times. This teaching series was recorded at our 2008 Southern California Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available in a 5-part album on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series RM232 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. Be sure to specify CD or DVD. The 5th CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the 5th teaching when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934, or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour at www.awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.
You know, if you've been blessed by today's program, I believe that you're seeing that, you know, the Word of God, if you live in the Word of God and if you study it, it changes the way you see things, the way you react to things. And I'm telling you that this is the key to sensitizing your heart, is just being focused on the Word. And the best way that I have to offer you of getting into the Word, our products will help, but the very best way is our Charis Bible College. It is an intense study of the Word for 2 years, possibly 3 years if you stay and do our apprenticeship program. And we have the equivalent of like 22 years worth of church attendance crammed into 2 years worth of Bible school. If you'd like information about that, please call and inquire about our Charis Bible Colleges.